Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I don't know if there's any way week four can stand up to what we got in week three, but we're here to break it all down for you. Welcome into BetMGMU, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. Don't forget to follow all the socials at BetMGM Network and watch the show on YouTube as well. Just search the BetMGM Network. Wherever you may be in the world, we're right there with you inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. Headed to a tailgate on a Saturday morning. Want to get ready for the games? We're there with you in podcast form, too. Wherever you get your podcast, search BetMGMU. We'll get into the week four games, give you our parlays for this week by the end of the show as well. Maybe some coaching shuffling going on already this early in the season. But as I mentioned, let's go back and look at week three. We had some upsets, some instant classics. In some cases, they came at the same time. And let's start in the ACC. John, number 12, Clemson, upset by Georgia Tech. Your boy was on Georgia Tech. I didn't have the stones to go money line like I hinted at last week, but I took the points. And they win on a last second run on the field, 55-yard field goal. And now we've all got some serious questions about Clemson, unranked Clemson, 1-2 Clemson. Clemson, who I guess still has a shot to make the playoff, plus 570 at BetMGM. Do they, John? Can Clemson claw their way with this schedule that they have back into the playoff picture?
I don't know. I think they're going to have a tough time. I mean, I think it's just kind of starting to settle in about Clemson. You know, they are basically in a situation where – like, this is just what they do every year. They start the year, you know, pretty highly ranked. This was a little different in that I guess we convinced ourselves that Dabo had figured out the portal and had leaned on the portal and that, you know, it was going to be different this year. But it ends up just kind of always being the same with him. I think this is a program, and I know he went on his rant. I know he's, you know, fired up. But if you just look at this sort of correlation – when the transfer portal became a thing and NIL became a thing, I mean, this program has been left behind. I mean, it's just the reality of it. And I know he's going to point to, you know, oh, well, we've done this. We've won X number of games, won the ACC. And I understand that. But you're talking about you go from a program that's a national championship perennial contender to, like, they're just, like, barely ever even relevant come November and December. So – I think we're just kind of getting our answer about Clemson and sort of who they are in this new world. And the answer is not really much of anybody.
Yeah, Choppy, this is looking shaky for a team that, granted, has two teams left on the schedule that would help bolster things if they beat them, but getting both of them at home in SMU and Florida State. But I don't think Syracuse this weekend, I think they're favored by 17, a trip to Boston College or – hosting Furman in the next to last week of the season. Those aren't the things on the schedule that are lining up to help Clemson get their way back into the playoff picture this year.
No, they're not. Clemson's just not very good. You know, the only thing worse than Clemson this year is Arch Manning. Like that's it. Like that's the only thing worse than Clemson football is not a good. It's not a good product. And Dabo can go on his rants, and he can. Oh, I'll leave. I'll go coach somewhere else. All right. I mean, I'm not going to sit on a beach. And he can say all that, and then he can complain about, well, you want to win? Do you want to win? You tired of winning? I mean, yeah, they kind of are. They're not really winning. They're probably tired of winning just a little bit. They probably want to win a little bit more. But the reality is like, look, and all jokes aside, Dabo's done tremendous there. I mean, he's a fantastic college football coach and a great ambassador for Clemson. Clemson football, you know, if you're 20 years old, all you know is Clemson being great. If you're 45 years old, you know Clemson as this Johnny-come-lately that was just a program that just couldn't beat Florida State. Like, that's all they were in the 90s and the early parts of the 2000s. That's what they were. They were not a great program. They were kind of just they're all right. And Dabo resurrected them. But they're not a good – they're not a playoff team. They are exhibit A, and Texas is exhibit B of why we got to get rid of preseason polls. Alabama's another one too. Just get rid of them, right? Like that's not a good team. They were never the fourth best team in the country. We need to get rid of these preseason polls. Thank goodness the committee doesn't use them, because all these AP voters want to be beholden to what they thought in August. But no, the Clemson's not good, and they do not have a – that is a terrible schedule. Terrible schedule.
Yeah, for making up ground in the polls or in the rankings, you're right. They just don't have a lot left. Like I said, SMU and Florida State, both of them in Death Valley, but I don't know if that's enough, even if they run the table after the way they've started the year. So who do we like, John, to win the ACC? Miami's the prohibitive favorite right now, plus 150. Georgia Tech opened a lot of eyes that hadn't been open to them previously, plus 375 at BetMGM. Florida State in the conversation. The win over Bama bolsters their resume, obviously, and we mentioned they get Clemson later in the year. Is it Miami and then everybody else, or do Tech and the Noles have a legit shot to win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, Miami's just a cut above. All respect to Georgia Tech and Florida State, and certainly they've got, you know, Florida State beating Alabama. That win looks better and better every single week. So I definitely don't think it's just a runaway. But I think Miami, when you talk about bringing in Carson Beck, that those offensive and defensive lines, you see they just completely dismantled a South Florida team that was feeling really good. I just think they're a cut above. So it's definitely Miami's to lose. I would say Florida State I take a little more seriously than Georgia Tech. I'm not even sure that Clemson win is going to look all that great by the end of the year. But I would definitely say Miami. I know it's the favorite, and that's chalky, but I do think they are deservedly the favorite and a cut above everybody else in that league.
They are better. If they play Georgia Tech in the regular season, I think Miami wins. But listen, I don't know how Georgia Tech's going to get through this gauntlet. They've got Temple, Wake Forest, Vautech, Duke, Syracuse, NC State, BC, and Pitt before they play Georgia at the end of the year. They're going to win the regular season. They're going to go undefeated through the regular season. And Miami has to go to Florida State. Like, that's not a gimme.
Mm-hmm.
The value, there's no value on Miami, obviously. There's not really any value on Georgia Tech. The value might lie with Florida State. The problem is Florida State's got to go to Clemson. So, like, from a value perspective, you know, whatever Clemson might be, Florida State getting Miami at home, I mean, that's big. That's not nothing.
Well, maybe SMU has entered the chat if we're talking value, right? Now, they do have a schedule that's tougher than Georgia Tech's, but they host Miami. Do they host Florida State?
They played Florida State last year at home.
That's right. Thank you. But they've got Clemson, granted a road game, but like John said, who knows what Clemson really is and whether that win would help them at all or not. Point being, SMU at 15-1, if you're looking a little farther down the board, is that legitimate, John, or do we need to see a couple more dominoes fall?
Yeah, I just think you're throwing blind darts, which is fine. I mean, you know, yeah. People do it every day, but it's not where my money would go.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. Like, if you're looking for a sleeper that's back down there a little bit, I honestly think Cal, from a standpoint that, you know, look, they get SMU at home. They don't have a brutal road game. I guess at Louisville is probably their toughest road game. Teams going west. Something freaky happens when you go west, like out there, right? Something freaky mm-hmm. happens. Was it Miami last year that should have beat? It was at the very end of the game, right?
Yes. They were up at the half.
And, yeah. I mean, Cal at 30-1. I mean, that's a decent shot.
It's a long number, and that's intriguing at that number. I think more dominoes would have to fall for me to get to Cal as a look. SMU's one I keep an eye on just to see how the next couple weeks shake out as well. I don't think that's one that I necessarily throw the dart at yet, as John put it. Let's pivot to the SEC. We have to, Choppy. I'm sorry. Your Vols. Ouch. Mm. We won't even talk about last week. Just forget it. Last week's game didn't happen.
We're on to UAB.
Georgia.
Can Brandon Aubrey come kick for Tennessee? Yeah. Can we have that? Just make that trade?
I don't know. We do have to talk about it. I'm sorry. Just kicked the ball on third down originally. We were texting about it while it was happening. Like, don't get too cute, but they got too cute, and they cost themselves 5 yards on the false start. And look, that kick's probably not going through, even if he's 5 yards closer. But
right.
It's just he had a chance to stand there and think about it and marinate in just the atmosphere and everything that was at stake, and it was shankopotamus, Choppy.
Look, they had a timeout. They could have ran another play. They had 7 seconds left. They could have ran a play, gotten it centered, because the previous play was what they were going to go run. They were getting that play run to center the ball, right? That's not the problem. The problem was getting conservative after the fumble. There was no reason to get conservative after the turnover. They were up 35-30. They get the fumble. It's like, ball game, man. This thing's over. And they get a little conservative. They don't run their offense the way they should have. They settle for a field goal. And they make it 38-30. And then Gunner just makes a great pass. The range of emotions that I went through. The range of emotions. And I was at Little League. I was at youth baseball. And, you know, we start driving home. And of course, you know, I'm being a very safe driver, sure, watching the game and not watching the road. And it didn't work out well. I didn't get into an accident, but thankfully, there was no accident. We can't have nice things. I did get a lot of questions answered, though. I did.
Yeah.
I feel okay, right? You know, I see that we're not up there with the SEC championships and the winners and everything. That's got to change. Like, this is a that's a playoff team. So I feel good. That's a playoff team.
Okay. You just had to rip that Band-Aid off early in the year, maybe. Yeah. Have the heartbreak in September rather than have it in November. John, Georgia's now co-favorites with Texas in the SEC at 3-1. Choppy mentioned Gunnar Stockton there. Are we believers now? Do we get drawn in a little bit more? Hey, maybe this kid can do it. Maybe he can take them deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean – oh, that was as impressive as it gets. On the road, down in, you know, back against the wall situation, first you got to come out and you got to go, you know, tit for tat with Tennessee. That ain't easy to do because they set the tone real early. Their defense set the tone real early. So you knew it was going to have to be a shootout. He does that, you know, answers the bell down 21-7. And then that fourth down throw and catch. And then the two-point conversion, I mean, I thought absolutely. You know, this is not some make-a-wish kid, right? I mean, this is a guy that really has earned his spot, and maybe I, you know, was a little too down on him coming into this one. He's clearly getting better every week. I feel like that's a game where, I mean, we'll look back at the end of this year and we'll say that was the launch point for Gunnar Stockton, because that dude made absolutely every play he had to make. And, you know, there's a reason why they brought him in there at Georgia, and I think he kind of put that on display. So, yeah, I you know, we talked about him a little bit last week. I loved the situation when they were playing Notre Dame in the playoff. You know, he comes in, he finishes the job against Texas in the SEC championship. But this isn't just a nice story anymore. This is a guy that's a real quarterback.
A&M pulls off an instant classic against Notre Dame as well, 41-40. They're down to plus 135 at BetMGM to make the playoff, one of those more than half dozen teams in the SEC that have started the year 3-0. Aggies a legitimate playoff team, Choppy?
Look, they have to be put in that situation, in that consideration. They're going to have a schedule that, you know, assuming they don't lose more than two games, they're going to have a schedule included when you factor in the Notre Dame game, who, by the way, Notre Dame's going to wind up being 10-2, and everyone's going to overrate them as well because they're going to play Navy 9 times in the next 9 weeks. But that's what's going to happen. And you know, but A&M is they have positioned themselves. And if you're a Texas fan, you thought that was going to be a win going into this season. I don't think that's the case anymore.
John, 30 seconds. Notre Dame, playoff team still. Chop, you mentioned the schedule. Is it enough?
I'm going to say no. I don't believe it's enough. I think they're probably on the outside looking in. I mean, they're probably due for it. The level of play has been so good over there the last couple of years, but at some point you feel like there would probably be some, you know, some resetting and rebuilding, and it feels like they're doing that now.
Another big SEC game this weekend to talk about. A couple of teams that maybe people didn't come into the season expecting much from. A big one in the Big Ten. And we'll start in just a moment with a big one in the Big 12. Two teams that have never met in conference play before. That's next right here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network every Friday night and Saturday morning, getting you ready for this week's slate of games. Alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin, I'm Chris Mack. Don't forget, you can watch on YouTube as well. The BetMGM Network is the channel. Go find it. And, of course, you can listen to us in podcast form at your own leisure. Just search BetMGMU. We'll give you some parlays to take with you into the weekend. Maybe talk about the coaching carousel a bit as well before we wrap up. But a few big games this weekend, including one that I know people probably didn't have pegged as a big game before the season started. Auburn, Oklahoma. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. A Big Ten matchup that a lot of people have their eyes on as well Saturday night. But let's start in the Big 12, Choppy. Number 17, Texas Tech. Number 16, Utah. These two schools have not met in over 50 years. But all of a sudden, they're conference opponents, so here we go. Texas Tech averaging 58 points a game, but that's against Oregon State, Kent State, and Arkansas Pine Bluff. Probably helps Barron Morton stack up the numbers a bit. Almost 1,000 yards passing already. 11 scores to just one pick. Utah's defense, they've only given up 8 points a game, but that's against Cal Poly, Wyoming, and UCLA, who might actually be the worst of those three. Texas Tech getting 3.5 on the road at Utah. Red Raiders spent a lot of money to be in position to win a game like this on the road and take charge in the Big 12.
They did, but there is one equalizer. Well, there's a lot of equalizers, but you know, road environments are an equalizer. But so is the big A, and that is altitude. And I do not want to be the team that goes to play Utah or BYU on the road. That is not a team or that is not a place I want to go play road games. Tough environments, great home crowds. We know that. Thankfully for Texas Tech, it's going to be a day game. You know, that game was at 6, 7 p.m., 9 p.m.
It's a breakfast
9 p.m. Eastern.
Game. They're going to kick this thing off at like 10 a.m. local time.
Literally, 10 a.m. local time. Like, this is going to be very, very early. But, you know, this is one of those situations where you get into that altitude and you are not prepared for that. I think neutral field, Tech is winning this game maybe by 6. But in Utah, in that environment, with that altitude, I love the Utes.
Sounds like the books are taking all those considerations into effect as well, John. Do you put as much in stock as Choppy does in the home field advantage, the atmosphere, and the altitude that could help that Utah defense clamp down on Tech?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a program that's benefited from that for years and years. You know, I guess I would say, you know, if I'm a booster here, like, you got to go get this done, man. Like, you guys have the highest payroll in the entire country. I don't give a damn what the elevation is. I don't give a damn what the altitude is. Because you know what? I know how high my NIL budget is, and which is the highest. It's like this is the Mount Everest of NIL. So you guys better be in position, and again, it's only 3. Like, you guys better be in position to go in there and spring a little upset here, because I'm just telling you, that's why I can't be a booster. The year I start paying and sending money and they go out there and they get embarrassed or underperform, don't call me again. I ain't giving nothing.
Hardcore. John Martin doesn't mess around with me.
I don't get to pick the players.
Income.
I don't get to pick the players. And you guys are losing all the time. Go spring an upset. You know, that's all we ask. I mean, that's what you have to do when you get oil money. You have to go spring some upsets.
I'll be honest. I don't hate Tech on the money line at plus 125. I feel a lot about the very similarly in this game as I did to Georgia Tech and Clemson last week. Granted, home field advantage completely different in this one, as you mentioned, Choppy. But if Tech can get past Utah in this one, I mean, all that's standing between them and a playoff spot is probably Arizona State. At the very least, I think they become more than just legitimate Big 12 contenders. They become a playoff contender if they can get past Utah this weekend. I think it's a huge one. And I do think something about that, I joked about it being a breakfast start. Something about that 10 a.m. start probably neutralizes some of the factors you're bringing up, at least as far as crowd and atmosphere, aside from the altitude factor.
For sure, yeah. It's not going to be. I mean, you know, it's are the bars aren't even going to be open. You can't even pregame
Utah.
Anywhere.
They don't even have bars.
I mean, they might. They certainly don't have liquor stores open so that you can get there that morning to go grab something before the game. So yeah, it's going to neutralize a lot of that. I mean, it's still going to be loud. It's still going to be, you know, the altitude's still going to be there. But that might neutralize. You know, Tech is it's going to be interesting with them because they could turn into like this year's Indiana. You know, Indiana didn't play a great schedule last year, and Tech right. doesn't really have any ranked opponents other than Utah on their schedule. And they don't have an Ohio State where they can at least show that they played with them. They don't have that. So they're going to have to run the table there, and they're going to have to, you know, win the conference. If they lose the conference championship game, I could totally see the committee not putting them in.
Yeah.
I could see it. You know, I don't know that it should be that way, but I could see it.
I think given the way the Big 12 cannibalizes itself, that's probably a good point for anybody that loses the Big 12 championship game. I think it's, you know, to use a hoops term that we talk about a lot in the spring, a one-bid league when it comes to the college football playoff, the Big 12. Last year's Indiana team is still, well, this year's Indiana team, number 19 in the country, and everybody thinks, in the Big Ten at least, Illinois might be this year's Indiana, since we're drawing that analogy in 13 different directions. Illini at the Hoosiers, Saturday night, first conference game for each of these two teams. If Illinois is going to be this year's Indiana in the Big Ten, this is one they have to win. If we're talking about teams that want to make that leap from, hey, preseason darling because of everything we did in the offseason, but now we're legitimate playoff contenders, let's lump Illinois in there next to Texas Tech, who we just got done talking about, because if they can get past Indiana on the road, they get USC at home next week, and then it's a couple weeks out to hosting Ohio State, and from there, you win two of those three, well, you're probably a playoff team coming out of the Big Ten. This is the third time in the series history, just the third time, Choppy, that these two have met as ranked teams. But other than Illinois beating Duke on the road, not a lot of competition for either of these two teams in the first 3 weeks.
No, I actually like Illinois. I've already taken this game. I took Illinois plus the six. I don't think either team is a championship contender. I certainly think both are playoff contenders, but championship contender, different story. I just think Illinois, a little bit more tested. I trust them a little bit more. I know Coach Google Me has done a fantastic job there, but, you know, 6 points, this is the, you know, and the only reason why I took this game is because that line just didn't make sense. It just didn't make sense to me. 6 points, you know, if you're the better team and you're on the road, it's usually like three. It's not six. This seems too much. And to be that big of a dog on the money line, too.
Yeah, John, this feels like a lot of people are looking at it as, hey, Illinois, great, your preseason darlings. You haven't proven anything yet. They're not really putting much stock in that win at Duke on the road. And they still have a lot more belief in Indiana, even though, I mean, who was Indiana beaten in the first few weeks? Old Dominion, and that was relatively close compared to what the line was. Kennesaw State, Indiana State, so a lot more belief in the books anyway in Indiana than Illinois.
Yeah, and I think the reason why is just because, I mean, every time Cignetti has played a team that's, you know, sort of equal in terms of talent, that's not a weight class, you know, higher, which, I mean, Illinois just isn't. But every time Indiana yeah. and Cignetti have done that, they've usually run away with it. I mean, they've really won basically all those games. Now, yeah, when you get into Penn State, when you get into Notre Dame, and again, the weight class goes up, a little different story. But I honestly don't like being against RJ. I love RJ with all my heart, but I have no problem backing Indiana here and that coach, because they just run up scores. Like, when you are backing a favorite, right, you always want to be backing the coach that doesn't care about, like, running it up. He doesn't care about class. He doesn't care about the press conference afterward, you know, like, oh, I want to make sure everybody here respects me. Like, Cignetti wants to win by 40 every damn game, and will probably try to do that, even if they're up 34 with a minute left. So that's the kind of coach, and that's why I think the number has come out, because they know that, right? It's an equally sort of talented team, and Cignetti is an aggressive coach. I like backing teams and coaches like that. So Indiana would be the look for me.
It's funny. You said you respect and love RJ, but didn't you take Georgia money line last week?
I did. You did.
Aha.
Look at that.
RJ endorses that. RJ would say that was a winner.
I mean, pay out. Yes, factually, that did pay out.
Got to bet with your brain, not with your heart.
That's right. So, I mean, it's, again, nothing personal whatsoever. It's just sometimes you got to – your sniffer just kind of leads you to certain places, you know. Sure.
Yeah, like away from Tennessee. Saturday afternoon in Norman, Oklahoma, number 11 Sooners hosting number 22 Auburn. Like I said a couple minutes ago, I don't know how many people had this one scheduled or circled on the SEC schedule before the season. Sooners favored by a full touchdown now. Auburn's quarterback and Oklahoma transfer, Jackson Arnold, started 10 games for Oklahoma last year. And, of course, the Sooners have John Mateer, who's ripping it up to this point, almost 1,000 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's also run for 4 touchdowns. I love Oklahoma in this one, guys, even laying the full 7. John, why am I wrong, and why should we believe in Auburn?
No, I mean, I don't want to have to tell you that you're wrong. What if I don't think you're wrong? What if I think you're right?
Well, then tell me I'm right. Make me feel good about this. Laying a full 7.
I don't care if it's a full 7, half 7. You know, I mean, it just feels like the right side. I mean, Mateer just feels like he's unlocked things with this offense. I mean, that's just sort of the long and short of it. It just feels like this coaching staff is calling plays differently. It feels like the offense is running differently because it is. I mean, he makes things possible that were not possible before he showed up with his ability. That's why he's in the thick of the Heisman race. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. I just don't really know what about Auburn would intrigue me in this one. I haven't really seen anybody stop Mateer. I don't think they're going to be the first. So I don't think you're wrong at all. I think Oklahoma -7 is going to end up being the right side here.
7, 9, 10 Sooners. At the end of the day, this is John Mateer against Jackson Arnold. That's a 20 point difference right there. No offense, you know, Sooner fan though has a lot of bad taste in their mouths over Jackson Arnold. I know he's played much better this year at Auburn, but. You know, Oklahoma's a good team, and Texas is—they're on a collision course. That's going to be one of the games of the year at that Red River rivalry. But I like Oklahoma. Give me the 7. I would even take it with the extra hook and take it at 7.5. I like the Sooners.
It scares me when we're all aligned like this, but this is a squad play right here. Everybody on Oklahoma laying the ball.
I got it at 6.5 like 12 hours ago.
Wow! I beat you to the punch. Guy gets the guy moves lines. He moves numbers. Oklahoma staff. If we all agree that Oklahoma staff is a good schematic staff, and they know this guy coming in, I mean there's going to be no surprises. So, I mean, I think Oklahoma has success early and often.
One more, I'm going to throw at you guys, John. Florida at number 4, Miami. Gators getting 7.5. Down in Coral Gables, is that enough? Because I don't think it is. Florida's on very shaky ground right now. I don't think this is where they want to go when they're trying to find some things.
Yeah, my guess is if you'd have made this number before the season started, you know, you'd have probably made it Miami -1.5, Miami -2, if that. But obviously, Florida has just been an absolute nightmare. Lagway looks awful. They're talking about maybe redshirting. Like, people are saying he should redshirt. I get it. I think there is going to be some interest in Florida at 7.5 just because it's an SEC team, but not for me. I mean, I can't do it. I don't believe in Napier. I no longer believe in Lagway under Napier. I just don't – I don't really see a path for Florida in this one. So it's pretty square, you know, to lay 7.5 with Miami, and I fully understand that. But, I mean, what should it be? Like, what do you make the number? Like, do you make it – Miami -4.5. Do you make it? I mean, I don't know what you can make it. So I would just lay the 7.5.
I struggle with this one. Florida's garbage. Okay. They're Lagway. He's got his backup quarterback liking photos of him superimposed as a McDonald's worker. You had 9 players stay for the alma mater at the LSU game. They've quit on Napier. He's got guys spitting in faces. But I also, I'm not as high on Miami as everybody else. They beat Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame stinks. I think Notre Dame's kind of trash. So, like, you beat Notre Dame, good for you, right? Cool. I don't like the number. I'm scared of the number. It seems too low for how good Miami has been and how bad Florida's been. It just seems too low. It's like, it's just scaring me. You know, I didn't understand the Cowboys Giants line last week when it was like 4.5. It didn't make any sense. It's like, I'm going to take the 4.5 with the Cowboys. Well, it didn't work, right? It didn't work. So something doesn't smell right about this number.
Yeah, a little bit off. I think Miami takes care of business. We'll take a look at some parlays we like, maybe take a trip on the coaching carousel as well, and get ready to wrap things up here on BetMGMU next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our favorite plays, including a few parlays coming up before we wrap up the show here on BetMGMU. Alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. Live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. Don't forget to take us with you in podcast form, whether you get that inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY, or wherever you get your shows. Just search for BetMGMU. Before we get to those, gentlemen, let's talk about the coaching carousel that may start to spin a little more quickly here. Now, we've already had a couple coaches dismissed just 3 weeks in. Brett Pry at Virginia Tech, Deshaun Foster at UCLA. We were talking about UCLA before we got the show started, and it's just a dumpster fire out there. All kinds of names are being brought up already, even though this coach hiring cycle hasn't even really gotten started in earnest yet. You're going to hear the name Gruden a whole lot. You're going to hear other names kicked around for spots in bigger power conferences like the SEC and Big Ten. If you count UCLA as Big Ten right now, which I guess technically they are. Choppy, I'll start with you. Who do you think can be some of the coaches who are on the hot seat now, and who could end up getting the axe next?
Well, I mean, obviously Billy Napier is one. I mean, if this game gets out of hand this weekend in state, Miami is going to have an obscene amount of top 20 wide receivers on campus for this game. They've got like a dozen of the top 20 wide receivers going to this game. I've never seen anything like it. So Napier's obviously one. Mike Gundy is one. He's another one that's going to be looking at the hot seat. Obviously, I don't think Dabo is in any trouble. I don't really think there's another SEC coach that comes to mind. Big Ten, same thing, but the UCLA job is interesting because I don't know, honestly, how good of a job it is. That's the problem I run into with it. Because, look, Dan Mullen at UNLV, why would he leave UNLV for UCLA? I don't even know if UCLA is actually a better job. I don't. I really don't. It's that bad of a job. You know, you can't
it's not a better job, by the way, because you have to play in the Big Ten. So, and you have to travel.
Yeah, right.
Like, so it's actually for him, it's not a better job. It might be a small raise, if that. I'm not even sure how much of a raise it would be after you adjust for cost of living. So it is definitely not a better job than where he's at currently.
I mean, I couldn't name four programs that would be less attractive to be hired by in the Big Ten right now. Like, Rutgers is always Rutgers, right? Northwestern's in a weird spot. And Purdue is Purdue right now.
Maryland.
If any of those open, maybe Maryland, but I mean, maybe you could throw a Michigan State in there. Although when Michigan State is riding the highs, they're not one of those bottom five programs in the Big Ten. I think the important part that John brought up there is the travel. Like, you're one of those four Western teams having to go east all the time to play in conference. It's brutal, and I just don't know how you recruit to UCLA by telling your kids, hey, yeah, you're going to get to play USC every year and Oregon and Washington, but hey, you know, it's going to be awesome early November when we go out to Purdue. You're going to love that. We're going to Rutgers next year. That's going to be fun. Your parents will like getting up at 9 a.m. to watch that one. That'll be good. To watch us get thumped and lose by 35. Don't worry, we're finally going to get a practice facility that's longer than 35 yards. We'll play some games that are closer than 45-minute drive from campus. Like, there's a million things that go into UCLA where I'm like, no wonder this is failing.
I don't know how serious they are about winning. Like, they don't. Do they care? Like, do they care enough to spend the money? They obviously don't care enough to spend the money on an indoor practice facility or a stadium. You know, like, do they care? Like, do they really genuinely? I don't. As much of a dumpster fire as certain programs are, I don't question where their priorities are. I question where it is with UCLA.
John Choppy earlier mentioned Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State. That's one that everybody has an eye on. Sam Pittman at Arkansas. A couple of teams that are down there in that old Big 12 vortex, even though Arkansas is an SEC program right now, not too far from Dallas, not too far from the money. If Arkansas opens up, if Pittman gets bounced soon, who makes sense there?
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, whoever doesn't go to Florida, right? Like, you have your sort of your Alex Golishes, your John Sumrals, you know, if like whoever doesn't take the Florida job, it feels like would get a prime look there. You know, the James Madison coach, I mean, they may want to go, you know, maybe an SEC assistant route over a Power Five coach, but I think either any of those guys would be really, really good. You know, Golish is going to be mentioned for the Florida job if it opens. Sumrall, I think, would be great. You know, he's got ties there, you know, sort of in the South and in the Texas region. And he's obviously already at Tulane. So I think Sumrall would make a lot of sense. You know, and look, it's a mixed bag, right? When you go from the AAC to the Power Five, some have been great. Some have been, you know, kind of disasters. So, but that's probably true of, you know, any job when you leave a worse conference for a better one. So I would say a guy like Sumrall would be where I'd look if I was Arkansas.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's a good name. He'd be a good hire. Golish should be a good hire. I think their first guy they would go to is Rhett Lashley at SMU. He's an Arkansas guy. You know, he went there. He's done a fantastic job at SMU. I don't know that he wants to leave, though. You know, they're rebranding. They're getting rid of the term pony up. They've gotten rid of that. They're not saying pony up anymore. Why would he go through a rebrand if he's going to bolt? And plus, you know, SMU, and so does Arkansas, but SMU has got seemingly unlimited dollars. And they're going to pay him whatever I think it takes to keep him, because they found gold. They struck gold. Or struck oil, I guess, as it would be at SMU. But so yeah, I think that'd be the guy they would Arkansas would ideally have to have. I just don't know that he's interested in leaving.
Yeah, black gold, right?
Black gold, Texas T.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's where we're going with that. All right. Let's talk parlays. You want to place your parlay no matter where the college football action is. You're always going to find it right there in your BetMGM app, and level up your next parlay by using a parlay boost token to jack up that potential payout with a winning parlay. You know, if you tail these picks, even if you just tailed them individually, our picks last week for our parlays, I think you would have gone like 7-2. If you tailed mine individually, you actually would have hit. Excuse me while I pull a muscle, pat myself on the back.
Good
yeah, baby.
Please tell me at least Chobby and I split losers.
Yeah, you did. You each Chobby got burned by Duke money line against Tulane. John, you got burned by that Miami South Florida under. But we're going to hit all three this week. It's going to happen.
Yeah, we are.
Let's do it. Give me a parlay, John, that you like for week four around college football.
Give me Arkansas money line against Memphis. Give me Texas, San Jose State, Sam Houston State over 51.5. And then give me Tennessee minus 38.5.
Oh, look at that. He did that just for you, RJ.
I'm 38, 39.5, whatever you can get. I'm fine. I don't really think the number's going to matter. This is going to be like 77-6 or something.
Yeah, it's UAB is awful. Awful. They just couldn't get out of their own way. All right, so I also have the Tennessee 38.5, 39, whatever you want to get at. OU minus 6.5. And I like Ole Miss minus 13 against Tulane.
Ooh.
The Ole Miss there. Second week in a row. Tulane burned me last week. They're not going to burn me this time.
They are, because I'm going Tulane. I'm going Tulane and the points, baby. Give me the green wave. What Ole Miss give up to Kentucky? 23. They gave up 35 to Arkansas. The excuse with Kentucky was, well, we're on the road and SEC and weird things happen in Lexington. No, this one's at home. Okay. But I'm not saying I'm taking Tulane money line. But I think Tulane keeps it uncomfortably close Saturday afternoon in Oxford. I'm also in on Oklahoma laying the points against Auburn. I'll even lay the 7, although Choppy moved the line for me and got the 6.5. And I'm going to go USC, Michigan State under 55.5. You got Michigan State going west. Not very good. USC has a defense this year. I played their under last week against Purdue. It's come down 3 points from that game. Maybe I get burned by that, but I'm going to take Tulane, getting points at Ole Miss, Oklahoma laying points at home against Auburn, and I'm going to take the under between USC and Michigan State at 55.5 right now. Choppy, you and me, mano a mano, Tulane, Ole Miss on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I hope it goes better for me than John's last week when he took Georgia money line.
He did that just to burn you, and it worked.
And it worked.
Yeah.
It really
so,
worked.
So, by all means, go get your parlay boost right now inside the BetMGM app. It's waiting for you. Whether you want to tail any of these parlays, hey, you could just absolutely fade them from rail to rail and take all 9 picks against us individually if you want. We're not going to have our feelings hurt. We're going to play them. We'll see how they go going into week 5. Week 4, I don't know if there's any way it compares to week 3, Choppy, but we got a couple of possible good ones out there with Auburn, Oklahoma, even if we don't like the number, with Illinois, Indiana, and Texas Tech, Utah.
There's some good ones, man. There are, you know, Florida, Miami, and even South Carolina, Missouri. Those are some decent games. I don't think this is a dud of a weekend. I think we might have. I don't think anything's going to be like last week until you get to 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, when we get to that OU Texas weekend, and
yeah,
get some more games. That's a really good. That's a really solid one. November 1st is a really solid one. So. You've got a handful of them. As long as it's not as bad as week 2. Week 2 was a disaster. Let's just get better than that.
Yeah, we can do better than that, definitely, this week. Make sure you download us and take us with you wherever you're going inside the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Just search for BetMGMU wherever you get your podcasts, and you can always watch the show on YouTube. Just search for the BetMGM Network. For our producer, Zach Krull, for John Martin, RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. Thanks for joining us. This has been BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.